The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Friday, and not a moment too soon. It has been crazy the last month, let me tell you, and it gets stranger all the time. I don't know where we're going to end up, but it's not going to be boring. I think we can be very much assured of that. There was another Trump betrayal. And I know that a lot of you who may be still listening, may not be still listening, really were unhappy at me in the beginning, the first day, in fact, that he assumed office, when he did not order U.S. troops to begin to be withdrawn from NATO to try to provoke Vladimir Putin and Russia into war. And from then on, it has been one betrayal after another. Yeah, I know TPP, I got it. But other than that, what can you point to? The man is not the same man who ran the campaign. No way. No chance. No how. Never. He is totally 180 degrees, diabolically opposite. One of the big things during the campaign was Donald Trump's insistence that federal tax money no longer, under any circumstances, go to Planned Parenthood. Remember that? What did he do today? What did he do? He signed to give Planned Parenthood $500 million in aid. How much more are you Trump fans going to take before you figure it out? You've been screwed. You're done. It's over. The guy is going to take us to war. He just appointed the super hawk, John Bolton, who wants to destroy Iran for Israel and who has absolutely no use for North Korea. Donald J. Trump is not the same man who ran in the campaign. $500 million to Planned Parenthood. I remember him. How many times did he say, no more money to Planned Parenthood? Rat Ryan said the same thing. The GOP leadership said the same thing. And they all were liars. Every one of them. So, yeah, I guess a lot of you will say, well, if we don't stay with Trump, we have nothing. Well, I'll tell you right now, you have nothing. They just spent money today to build not Trump's wall. They're going to build 300 miles of barriers, not a wall, barriers along the U.S.-Mexican border. Lies. Lies, 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 lies. When are you going to have enough of being lied to? I hope pretty soon. Most of you listening get it. 1.5 billion to Planned Parenthood. And you know what Planned Parenthood is all about. Dean Henderson is with us tonight. Dean is one of the brightest, most studied, wise journalists working in the media. He is on Press TV, etc., often. He is more of a liberal than I am in some ways, but in other ways, we're on the same exact page. Welcome back, Dean. How are you?
I'm good, Jeff. How are you?
I'm not happy. I'm sick of this. I'm so sick of being lied to. I'm just disgusted.
Yeah. It's just the same old stuff. And, yeah, well, you can't trust the ruling class.
No.
And I just don't know when people are going to get that to their heads, you know, in both parties. And it's just quit cheerleading your camp and quit supporting the ruling class and know that they're your enemy. No matter what they tell you they're going to do. Because they're always going to serve their own interests.
We have to quit supporting politics here.
Altogether, yeah. Because it ain't working. I mean, how
can it work?
Ain't
working for us.
No. I mean, how can it work when it's just the one who has the most money wins, you know? That's just ridiculous. So, yeah, it was quite a week. And you're right. They've set Trump up with this fake Russiagate thing to be the boy to go to war. And I did this article this week about this Cambridge Analytica Facebook thing, and this is the tip of the iceberg, but turns out Russiagate is actually UK Gate, you see?
Yes.
And it was the UK that got Trump elected.
SLC.
Mm-hmm. And why? Because he's unstable. He's a hawk against Iran. This is where, and now because of Russiagate, they've turned him against Russia. Although I got to give him credit, he didn't come out like most of Congress did, like many Western nations did, and accuse the Russians of this poisoning in Britain, which was another false flag by the MI6. And we can get into any of those things you want to, but he's the guy, you know, you have to realize it's not, you know, these Trump and Clinton, and, you know, they're not even making decisions. They're just, they select these people based on psychological profiling that they do on these people to find out their weaknesses, to find out how they can, you know, if they're manipulative, be able to manipulate them. And obviously Trump is easily manipulated. And the neocons got him by the balls. And John Bolton, oh my God,
he finally got where he wants to be. He finally got to where he wants to be.
And he's dangerous, and he's part of the Wolfowitz, Pearl, Zionist, Israeli, you know, neocon crowd. So, yeah, it's all set up to go to war now, and not good.
Bolton has always, I don't know, the word isn't frightened me, but he's always given me cause to be extremely worried. He's got a screw loose. It's pretty well hidden, but it's there. And if you watched him for any length of time, you'll see it. There's something not right. It's like there's 51 cards there. Something's missing. And aside from the fact that the entire deck is stacked, but he's not playing with a full deck. And this is Trump doing what he's told to do.
Yeah. And again, it just, you know, this whole Cambridge Analytica thing, it just reveals, and for your viewers that haven't been following it, you know, this is a company, Cambridge Analytica. Cambridge is one of the universities in the UK, along with Oxford, where the Illuminati hatched their baby managers out of, and their Rhodes Scholars like Bill Clinton out of, and put them to work, you know, doing their bidding. And this Cambridge Analytica executive was found on TV on Channel 4 News in England, bragging about how they had interfered in elections in over 200 countries.
Yes.
And how they used prostitutes from Ukraine. Why? Because the CIA overthrew the government of Ukraine, Yanukovych, in a coup, put in Petroshenko, the billionaire, and they always, wherever the CIA goes, there's white slavery, prostitution, pedophilia, drug trafficking, da-da-da-da-da. So, yeah, using Ukrainian prostitutes to corrupt opposition, you know, or compromise politicians, things like that. So this is why Trump said GCHQ was monitoring him during the campaign, and they were. And they were interfering in our election, and it turns out that most people thought, you know, the Illuminati wanted Clinton, but it turns out, no, they wanted Trump. And the reason is now Clinton and the real national security deep state that she represents can be in the opposition pushing for war, you know, and this is how they've set it up. And
right.
Then you get all the liberals hating Russia, you know, of course, everything Trump says is bad, you know, and most of it is bad, but you know, for example, he came out for these tariffs. Well, it was a good idea. It's a great idea. That's why the stock market's crashing. Thank you very much. It needs to crash. It's a ruling class game. It's owned by the ruling class. Got a 401k, you better sell it. And quit being in bed with the devil, because you shouldn't have it in the first place. But this Cambridge Analytica was using Facebook to feed him information. Zuckerberg comes out, said it was a mistake. It wasn't a mistake. You see, what it is Mossad owns Facebook. It's an intelligence operation to gather information, mine data, mine your soul, manipulate your emotions. They had documents come out that showed how they were bragging about how they could manipulate people's emotional states on Facebook.
Yep.
With these ads and these things. And that's what they're doing. So Mossad's a junior partner to who? To the MI6, the British intelligence, because that's who created Israel, the crown, the Rothschilds. And British intelligence always sits in the background and lets Mossad do the dirty work, or maybe the CIA do the dirty work. But it's the British intelligence that runs it. And so they're feeding this info to Cambridge Analytica so that they could get Donald Trump elected, put Clinton and the deep state in the opposition, and push this Russiagate narrative. When that didn't work, they had to go to the Brits and say, let's make up this poison stuff, which turns out was, you know, according to the Russians, manufactured in his labs in Uzbekistan, if it's even theirs, and was taken out of Uzbekistan when Russia was taken apart by the CIA in 1989. And guess who took it away? The Western intelligence agencies took it away. And Theresa May cries that, you know, Putin can't you know, either he did it or he can't protect his stockpiles. Well, what about Theresa May protecting the UK borders? How'd the stuff get in there? Oh, I know. They made it at Portendown Chemical Laboratories. That's how. And they've been storing the stuff there. And it's just obvious. It's a false flag. There's no evidence. So
zero.
When the Russiagate didn't work, they marched this out. And it's the same old story, just like World War One, just like World War Two, you know, Pearl Harbor and Churchill dragging the United States into war. They're going to do it again.
Yes.
The Brits are doing it again.
Yeah.
The Crown's doing it again. And they're going to use Trump to do it. And we're going to pay for it. Our boys are going to die. We're going to suffer. And the Brits, the banks in Britain, who Brexited so that their banks could be free of the new regulations in the EU. It's not a liberation thing. It's a bondage thing to Brexit. Another, you know, and guess who funded Brexit? Robert Mercer, same guy that was behind Cambridge Analytica.
Oh, that's funny.
The Mercer that's Foundation, funny. Who also funds the Heritage Foundation, the Cato Institute.
Oh, he's
the phony libertarians, you know, that it's just corporate rich people.
Phony libertarians.
Selling this idea. Yeah, and so it's Mercer behind that, and it's Mercer behind that, and same people. So it's all coming clear to me now, even more than ever. And if anybody wants to see how the world really works, this case of Cambridge Analytica, Facebook, it just illustrates how the world works, where it's British intelligence calling the shots, and then it's Mossad doing the dirty work. And it's just...
Well, if they don't want to get their hands dirty, they just have us do it.
No, they never do. Yeah. And that's why we fight their wars for them. That's why, you know, and they're in course.
You better
Russia.
Get ready. They're going to have us go in there and try to destroy Iran for them.
Mm-hmm.
Our
for
boys
them.
And girls are going to die.
British Petroleum.
British Petroleum, mm-hmm. same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
you win.
Yeah, it's exactly right. And I don't know. And exactly, when are people going to get angry? When are people going to wake up? When are people going to want to get rid of this enslavement from the British Empire, which we fought a revolution against, by the way? So if you're a patriot, then quit howling at the Muslims, quit howling at the black people, howl at the British, the frickin' British, the Anglos, those guys. Yeah, because they're the ones that are controlling us. They're the ones that are, you know,
right.
doing all this stuff. They're the ones that killed Seth Rich. They're the ones that downloaded the data in 8 seconds. I mean, they're the ones.
That's, you're 100% right. This Cambridge Analytical is interesting. It's been mockingly referred to now as Cambridge Apocalyptical, which is kind of funny. Social media was no accident, okay? This was all a massively successful effort to control how you think, how you feel, totally inventory you. You're nothing more than just commodity goods to these people.
That's right.
And it's
sickening. They're not just mining data. They're mining your soul. They're mining your emotions. They're mining your brain. They're planting thoughts in your brain. It's a psyop. It's an intelligence operation.
There's hardware involved here, too.
The internet itself is an intelligence operation. You can use it, and you can, you know, for good things, but it's an intelligence operation. You better know that when you sit down at your computer. You better know that you're basically there to go to war with the enemy who owns it. And if you don't know that, stay off your computer, because you're going to be manipulated. Your mind is going to turn to mush. And it's happening. Folks, it's happening.
Hey, we're not even talking about cell phone towers, the cell grid, millimeter wave. We're not talking about any of that. 5G.
Right.
You just wait. You think it's bad now. This is so post-Orwellian, it isn't even funny. I've done programs this week, the 2 hours last night, on the whole issue of Morgellons fibers. Now, I started doing it close to 20 years ago. Those fibers now are so advanced. These are nanotechnological, self-replicating machines that go into the body. It's in everybody's body now. We've inhaled it. We've drank it in the water. We've eaten it in the food. We are full of these fibers, and they even took some McDonald's McNuggets or some fast foods, and they showed that the fibers are even in there. Once you get those fibers in you, they take off. They replicate, they move, they attach themselves somehow to your central nervous system. They are antennas, they are broadcasters. The control, again, is 30, 40 years further than anyone would think about, unless they happen to listen to this program or understand nano dust, particulates, smart dust, you can call it, whatever you want to call it. These are machines, Dean, that are in your body. And everything else on top of it, what you've already enumerated upon, we don't have a chance.
Yeah, it is so far out. You just couldn't even, you couldn't write science fiction about this.
Exactly right. Totally right. Here's a little clip. This is a two-minute little ditty on Cambridge Apocalyptical, which is kind of funny. This woman narrating it, but I'll play this real quick. It's kind of neat.
Do idiots vote for idiots? The global search continues. In case you missed it, on the sacrificial altar this week is Cambridge Analytica. Cambridge Analytica scavenged information from millions of Facebook profiles and told the highest bidders that they could use it to target voters. The dark lords behind Donald Trump and Brexit were lapping it up. They've been paying more attention to your Facebook profile than the sweaty, shaky guy in the office who can't get enough of your photos from that Florida getaway back in 2014. Of course, back in 2012, the use of data to win elections was innovative. In 2018, it's evil. Has something changed? Cambridge Analytica is based in Britain, a country where interfering in elections is a gentlemanly pursuit. If this little enterprise was based in St. Petersburg, the Western world would be sanctioning Russian oxygen by now.
You know the guy who wrote the algorithm was Russian, right?
Oh, for fuck's sake. Do you think you voted based on a crashing economy, immigration, inequality, or corrupt politicians? No. Facebook made you do it. These sinister methods of targeting voters are unique in the history of politics. That is, apart from political TV ads and election posters and those annoying twats who knock on your door and politicians who cuddle babies and newspapers and human speech. News just in, we're getting reports of an election that has actually been won because voters listened to the issues and made an informed decision. Take that shit away. We're not reading fake news here, goddammit. So what can you do? Well, the founder of WhatsApp has gone on Twitter to tell us to hashtag delete Facebook. Thank God there are all those other social networks to tell us what to do.
Okay, that's all. The idea is this WhatsApp guy is saying, you know, disconnect from Facebook. But they're all, there's 20 of them out there.
Yeah.
It's a whole paradigm. That's right. It's a paradigm of control. And these little internecine wars that they pretend to have, it's all crap.
Right. Oh, yeah, it is. And it's just electronic fascism. I mean, there's always been this ruling class, and they've always controlled us since way back, and they've done it through different means. They used to just come out with the Marines and crush us, and then they decided TV might work, and so they used that. But now that we've got this electronic, you know, everybody's plugged in all the time. I mean, it's just so much easier to keep people stupid. And, you know, they are, and it's just really sad, and I don't see, I mean, any other way that we're going to get out of it until somehow we can just bring down this entire electronic grid and end it, because, you know,
I don't know how
just,
we can do it. It has facilitated the fine art of lying to a degree now that who is to know if anything's real anymore? Anything.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, and the only way you can know that is to sort of get outside, you know, and
yeah, you got to get outside. You got to clear your head. You got to come when you look at this stuff. It should be clear. It should be clear by now, especially to all you people listening to this program. It should be. It's very clear. But for the average sheep, they're not going to figure it out. They're captive. They don't have a chance. They got nanofibers in them. They got toxic food. They got air that's unfit to breathe. They have constant exposure to media. And then they have constant exposure to the greatest, most addictive medium I've seen yet, and that is called smartphones. I've never seen anything like it. It is just incredible. It steals people's lives, their souls, their consciousness. It's gone. Gone. Hold on a minute. Dean Henderson and I will be right back. Talking with Dean Henderson, as we do. You can see Dean's work at Rents on the left-hand side. Just look for his columnist box and take a look. There is a mountain of material out there now about John Bolton, speculating on what he's going to do, what he's not going to do. I think it's pretty obvious that his positions are well-known on both sides of the alleged aisle, which really doesn't exist. It's just a continuum. We know what he's going to do. He wants war. He's the ultimate war hawk. He wants people to die. He wants destruction. He is a predator, as it were, and as it is, and as it will be. This is where we're going. We're going to war, whether it's North Korea, Ukraine, Eastern Europe on the border. It doesn't matter. Iran, Syria, Afghanistan forever and times 10. It's going to be constant war. That's what this is. That's who Trump is. At least that's who the marionette poodle on a leash Trump is mimicking. He's talking the talk. I'll never forget, after he won the election, or was given the election, he went to visit the Muslim in the White House. He went to visit Barkey, and Obama welcomed him. And remember that? Remember that, Dean? They had that private meeting that was supposed to last 15 minutes. How long did it last? Over 90 minutes. And when Donald Trump came out with Obama for the obligatory sit-down photo op, Trump looked like a man who had just received the death sentence. He looked like he had been beaten to a pulp. He looked 3 inches shorter. He sat there shrunken down with his head hanging down, looking down, desperately making the globalist hand signal with his two hands. I'm playing the game. So somebody was back there. It wasn't Obama. Obama couldn't give a crap. Somebody was back at that meeting. Somehow, might have been Henry the K. We don't know. But Trump was told then and there the basic rules of the game. Of course, it's been fleshed out since then, but he was told.
Yeah. He was told that he better just stay in line. And
that's right.
It's like they say Jimmy Carter was told about that, you know, basically the aliens were in charge and you better not mess with them. And this is how we're going to do things. And maybe that's what he told him. Don't mess with these aliens, man, because they'll mess you up. But, yeah, that's how it works. And then you just keep throwing advisors at him and the people that the bankers want around him. You suggest those people. Huh. Yeah, pick that person. Yeah, yeah. And then they're all working for the Illuminati. And
they work for the,
you know,
Goldman Sachs Party.
I was glad to see him getting rid of all of them, actually, so far. But, yeah. You know, then he hires Bolton, you know, and it's just like,
yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's...
He was told to hire Bolton. I don't know.
Sure he was. Of course he was. Yeah, of course he was. I mean, there's just a certain group of people you're even allowed to hire that will even be suggested to you. And if you pick somebody outside that box that they control, it'll just be
Don't forget those advisors are told what to do.
It's all controlled. It's all coming down from the top. And that's where it's at, you know. That's where it's set for quite a while. But again, it's just gotten much easier to control public opinion. I mean, back in the day, you know, there was Vietnam War protests, right? I mean, they said the same negative things about Ho Chi Minh that they said about Assad. But nowadays, where's the anti-war against Syria? There's none. There's nobody in the streets trying to stop the war in Syria.
No.
And there's nobody in the streets in Afghanistan. There's nobody in the streets on anything.
Nope.
They're all sitting at their computers being brainwashed.
That's right.
And starting an activist group or writing a blog, it doesn't matter. Or, you know, just doing nothing, basically.
You know, they do. They pretend like they're activists.
I mean, Facebook
groups. They actually do.
Groups of this. Yeah.
I posted on Twitter. I told them.
I'm a big protester, yeah. I'm a big agent of change. You know, and it's exactly what the Illuminati dream, you know, to just basically put us in a prison of our own making, and we like it. We like our prison. We love it. It's great. We feel so liberated, you know, to be able to have access to all this information, and it's all lies, and people just get overwhelmed, and they don't do anything. They don't do anything to resist anymore. Stand and resist. It's more like sit on your ass and do nothing, you know. It's an insult to people like me and you who've been fighting this thing for so long. But it's all an insult. And it's just, there's a guy, are you familiar with John Trudell's work, Jeff?
It's been a while, but yes, I used to read his stuff.
He's a music, I mean, he was, John Trudell, he died last year.
Oh, he did?
I didn't know. He was one of the greatest human beings of our time, probably the greatest poet, but he was, I mean, he was a musician, but he did more poetry, but he was Native American, he's Lakota, and he was the counterintelligence chief for AIM back when there were actual...
Yeah, I hadn't read his stuff in 10 years, easy,
yeah,
a long time.
Yeah, he put out this album in 2001 called DNA Ancestors, and he's very old school Lakota, and he just talks about the technology. He saw this stuff way back then, 2001, and of course he would have. I mean, he was, as I said, he was a counterintelligence chief for AIM, so he was the guy watching for, you know, who the FBI informants were that were trying to, you know, infiltrate AIM. And he was a tough son of a gun, and you know, there's stories about him at the Custer Courthouse riots when Dennis Banks and Russell Means were on trial, and it was just a total sham, and they wouldn't let the Indians even in the courtroom. Like if you were an Indian, you couldn't even come in the courtroom, which is totally wrong. So he just really started punching out these security guards, and that's what resulted in the Custer Courthouse riots. His wife and kids were killed, and they started his house on fire when he was gone.
That's right.
They burned him out, you know, and killed him. So he went to L.A. and became a musician, and, you know, he's very well-respected among the, you know, like, I guess Springsteen would just show up at his shows and clubs in L.A. and just play with him, and Bruce Hornsby and Don Henley and other guys, because he's a great songwriter. But this album, everyone should listen to. You can get it on Spotify if you don't have it. 2001, DNA Ancestors. And he just, it's more of a lecture that he's giving, but it's about just technology and how they were using it to mine us, and how we're basically made of the same things as uranium. And I mean, we're the same, you know, it's just we're a different shape, you know, and we're connected and we're made up of all that stuff. And it's the same process that they, you know, are using to mine uranium, but they're mining us, and they're taking away our humanity. They're taking away, you know, the human part of human being, and replacing it with this auto response, you know, drone mentality, where we just have to be in this certain group to feel like we're, you know, part of something which is non-existent. And we're becoming mechanical, and it's because they're mining us. And then they use that negative energy that's generated from that, because it frustrates people. They don't know why they're frustrated. They think they're so part of this big group now, but they're not. And when they get sick, none of these people, their friends on Facebook, nobody calls them because they're not friends. It's not a group. It's not real. It's augmented reality. And they just, you know, and then they mine that negative energy, and they use that for, you know, war, bad things, and continue to subjugate us. And it's just a really good album. He's a brilliant thinker. He's one of the greatest thinkers ever. And brave, very brave, just, you know, and value and courage, as the Lakota did. You know, the Lakota, you know, white people like to talk about how the Indians always went to war, but actually that's not true. And I studied a lot of anthropology in college, so I know that. And, you know, what happened was they'd go to the other tribe a lot of times, they'd steal a horse, and they, you know, they call it a counting coup.
Right.
Or they'd just play some trick on them, you know. Now, but it was all about encouraging bravery in the youth, especially the males. And that bravery is non-existent in Western culture anymore. I mean, I just am always shocked by how timid and how afraid people are, and how they lack bravery. And if you are brave, then you're singled out, and you're you know, you're unstable, or you're, you know, you're a male chauvinist, or you're, you know, you're something. But there's no value for bravery in this culture. It's a very important value that in this culture has been just taken out, beaten out of us, really. And people just accept it, and they just go along. And everybody knows, I think, it's eating at their gut. Everybody knows there's something terribly wrong with the way they're living, with the way they're thinking. But they just can't know. They just can't identify what it is, because it's just constant stream of lying. It's just this mining. We're being mined. And it could be aliens, for sure. But it's definitely, technology is the vehicle through which
that. These Morgellons fibers.
Oof.
Self-replicating.
I want to listen to that. I didn't catch up. I'm going to listen to that.
Yeah, yeah, you want to hear that, please, by all means. Very important. First hour, third hour, good. Really big stuff.
Last night.
I don't really have an answer to any of it, but I will just say this. In looking at the totality of the technology that has been deployed, past tense, against us, ever since the beginning of chemtrail spraying, especially, those are the Morgellons fibers, which are in our bodies, and they're linked up to our central nervous system, probably our DNA. They are receiving, they are sending. We don't know what, we don't know who's controlling it, but I think, honestly, that is, in all likelihood, something that was either seeded from or given to us or discovered through some contact with ETs. This stuff is too far down.
I wonder if they're not trying to actually change our biological makeup.
Terraforming us.
Terraforming us, yeah, into machines. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that's what it looks like, you know, just that's my gut instinct, you know. It's hard to prove these things.
Well, we can't prove it, but we can
certainly. The devil operates in secret, you know, his main thing is deception, stealth, secrecy, which is why intelligence agency and secret societies exist. It's the devil's work.
Look closely. You know, look at people, look at their faces, look at their eyes. Look at John Bolton. All right. He doesn't look like the benign, eccentric college professor. He looks like a lunatic.
Yeah, this is who they elevate to these positions, of course. And they have to have these lunatics, these unstable people, these people who are easy to compromise, easy to manipulate, have a lot of insecurities, value prestige and wealth over everything else that really matters. And they're intellectual midgets. They have no faith in anything. Those are the kind of people that, just like in Freemasonry, they say, you know, at one level, you're asked to spit on the cross, Jesus on the cross, and you're asked to spit on it. I can't remember which level. It's pretty early on. And that the ones that spit on the cross are the ones that don't spit on the cross, the master mason or whatever, he'll say, well, that's really great. Good job, you know. I really respect that. And then he'll leave the room. And then the other guy will come in and he'll spit on the cross. Well, that guy will be elevated to the next level, you know. And he won't get the pat on the head, but he'll actually move up the ladder. That's exactly how it works. You have to have low character to move up the ladder.
You have to have low character. You bet.
Yeah, you have to. I mean, that's a requirement. Yeah. And if you go out and, you know, if you go out and make some money as an entrepreneur or whatever, great. There's nothing wrong with that. But most people are addicted to climbing that ladder.
Uh-huh.
You know, and because of that, they're lacking character. They're lacking a fundamental human.
Oh, they're not going to get it either. It's gone.
And they're not going to get it anyway.
No.
Nobody gets the ladder. I mean, but, you know, but on the other hand, if you're willing to be a real scumbag, you might get the ladder.
Right.
But I mean, a real scumbag. That's the only ones.
Look at Joe Biden. Come on. You want to see a scumbag? Joe Biden. All right. Just one quickie.
There you go.
Dirtbag.
Anybody.
Mega.
Any politician or business leader or entertainer or writer or anybody really famous.
Any icon. Okay. Icons.
You know, or they
all
would not
icons.
Be famous.
Right.
Yeah, because they have to have those people as icons to continue to brainwash us. Musicians, it doesn't matter. You will not be famous if you have character, if you have substance, if you really are a human being. Because it's all it's like a movie screen, you know. And they just need these kind of people to continue to perpetuate these examples of just bad behavior, immorality. And it's all satanic. It's all satanic at its root. It's not God.
You
God.
Bet it is.
These people think they're smarter than God, and that's the problem. You know, it's the story from the Bible, the Garden of Eden. They ate the fruit from the tree of knowledge, and these people they ate the fruit of the tree of knowledge, and they're eating it still, and they think their knowledge is going to save them, and that's the whole thing with Freemasonry. It's all about, you know, knowledge, but it's not knowledge.
It's programming.
It's definitely not wisdom. It's programming, and it's very ungodly. Whatever your God is, or whatever you believe in, that's good.
Oh, it's antithetical to goodness, to the light,
it's
to what we're supposed to be.
Goodness. That's a good way
absolutely.
To say it. Yeah, it is. and those are the people who will be elevated. And that's why these secret societies exist. They find those people, they weed them out, and then they bring the biggest scumbags way up the ladder. And that's who runs the world, my friend.
And
as we know.
And I also think that we don't have many fence sitters anymore. People have kind of made their basic choices. And I don't mean that the people who have chosen the dark side actually chose it. They were conned into it.
Yeah,
Facebook conned them into it. They don't know. Social media conned them into it.
Yeah.
5G is going to make sure they get there, their smartphone, their food, the GMOs. I could go down the list. You know that you are no longer free on this planet. This is planet evil now.
Yep. Damn right.
Okay?
Damn straight.
All right.
Yep. And you're right. You're right about that. I agree. There's not many fence sitters. And I said this a long time ago. You better pick your side, because there's going to be good, there's going to be evil, and there's going to be a lot of evil. If you choose good, you're going to be in a minority. You're going to be persecuted. You might be hunted down. You might be poisoned. You might be put in a FEMA camp.
Oh, yeah.
But that's your choice, buddy. You can go with the dark side, and you'll be just fine. They'll leave you alone. You'll still be monitored 24/7, but they'll leave you alone. And that'll be 90% of the people. And then there'll be 10% that chooses the God way, the good way, the right path. And those people, like the Indians, will be wiped out. But I'm okay with that, because I personally believe there's something beyond this.
You bet there is. I was there.
It's way more. Yeah. Okay. Way more powerful than this, and way more powerful than these scumbags. I mean, the forest is just allowing these people to do these things and make fools of themselves and think they're powerful.
Right.
And in the end, they'll live in hell. And they're already living in hell. That's the funny thing. That's why you always gotta remember how miserable these people are. You know, these pedophiles, these people. I mean, they're just miserable people.
They're living for what they think is a thrill,
to
the next thrill, the next high. You know, you said something interesting.
Mm-hmm.
This is really interesting. You said God, and I've always thought in my life about the word good. The word good is God with an extra O in it. That's where it came from.
That's what I think. Yeah. That's what I think. Yeah. It's just right and wrong. It's just like Spike Lee, you know, do the right thing. It's pretty easy. It's not rocket science. It's just do the right thing. But
read Edgar Casey's book, where they gleaned all of the readings he did in which Atlantis was mentioned. Edgar Casey on Atlantis or something. And they went into the same thing. They had the same thing. They were starting to screw around with genetics. And making half man, half beast, they were saying. And then it all boiled down to the war between the sons of Belial and the sons of light or something. I've forgotten the terminology.
Yeah. We're supposed to be from Lemuria, which is a more chill thing in the Pacific. Then what happened to Atlantis? They went underwater. They all died. So, and the same in the book of Enoch, the lost book of the Bible that was left out by King James, of course.
Is it true there was a part left out? Is it true? I don't know much about
that. Yeah, a bunch. I mean, but that was one of the books, and it's about, the book of Enoch. I guess he was the grandfather of Noah, and, the giants, they were giants, and they were running amok, and they were eating people, and God told Enoch, he came to him and said, I got to knock this out, I'm going to wipe them out. And Enoch said, give me one more chance. And, it didn't work. And so he wiped them out. And a lot of people are saying now these mounds everywhere, like Cahokia mounds. It's like where giants are buried. Who knows? But they got wiped out. So what's going to happen to these people? They're going to get wiped out. Now, I don't know how it's going to happen. It's probably going to be of their own making, because they're such idiots.
Usually is.
And if you look at Fukushima and climate and just what they're doing to this planet, they're literally wiping themselves out. But because they ate from the tree of knowledge. And God eventually will just wipe them out like little fleas or nothing. They're nothing. These people are nothing. You just have to remember that. Don't ever be scared of these people. I know you're not, Jeff, but I mean, to listeners, don't ever be scared of these people. Don't ever think they're omnipotent. I mean, yes, they have technology. Yes, they have guns. But they're just idiots. They're inbred idiots, and they're going to hell. And they're living in hell. And that's where they belong. And the sooner they all go there, the better off we are. So to me, it is, like you say, there's no middle ground. And it's a war. It's a spirit. Yeah. I'm get your boots on, kids, because it's a war, and that's nothing in between. There's no no middle ground. There's no sitting on the fence here. No. You decide what you value more. Do you value wealth, power, money, stuff, or do you value
goodness
in your family and love?
Goodness.
You know, really love.
Godness.
You know?
Huh?
Yeah.
Goodness.
How about it?
Yeah.
So, and as long as you know that other thing, that latter thing, then you'll be a happy person no matter what happens. You put you in a FEMA camp, fine. Help people in the FEMA camp instead of being the one that eats everybody's food or goes around going nuts. Be the guy that helps in the FEMA camp. You know, that's just the way it is. I mean, you know, we're gonna see what happens. But the main thing is to get right with God, no matter what happens. Get right with your God, whoever you know. Good. Get right with good.
That's
a better way to put it. Because I'm not preaching here, but I kind of am, because there is something bigger. There is, and we got to know that. If it's Mother Earth, I mean, that's kind of what I reckon it is. It's just Mother Earth, and we're ruining it. And these aliens, they're not from here, and they don't care about Mother Earth. And I do.
Yeah.
And so you'll go down with the ship if we have to. But you know, it's more about just knowing that you're right, man. And then you can be happy. I mean, that's the only way people can be
really
happy. I'm telling you.
Summed it up beautifully, and I've always felt that this word "good" is God, and get right with good. Okay.
Come on.
And you're there. You're there. That's our highest achievement as sentient beings, to get right with good.
That's who we are.
Yeah. Thank you, Dave.
Try to remember that. Thank you, man.
All right, brother. Take care.
All right, brother. Yeah, you too. Good night, Jeff. Thanks so much for having me. Take care of yourself, all right?
Okay. Thanks, Dean.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Dean Henderson. Back after this.